Hello. We welcome you once again to your favorite program, Everyday English. Today is a quiz day. Now, are you ready? Question 1.
Which of these sentences would you accept as correct and which would you reject as incorrect? A. I knew he had said that, although he denied he has. B. I knew he has said it, and I'm surprised he now claims he never did. C. I have spoken to you about the man who he claims was jailed. D. I have said a lot about this man whom we all know was jailed. E. I have said a lot about this man whom we know to have been jailed. The question again. Which of these sentences would you accept as correct and which would you reject as incorrect? A. I knew he has said that, although he denied he has. B. I knew he has said it, and I am surprised he now claims he never did. C. I have spoken to you about the man who he claims was jailed. D. I have said a lot about this man whom we all know was jailed. And E. I have said a lot about this man whom we know to have been jailed.
Question 2.
Do you detect anything odd about the pronunciation of the sentences you are going to hear? A. That small stream over there is reported to abound in mad fish. B. There is abundance of huge crabs in that artificial lake. C. No. I would have thought that it was the abundance of herrings that should attract attention, not crabs. And D. To be honest, this is the season of abundance. Abundant fish, abundant crabs, abundant fruit everywhere. The question again. Do you detect anything odd about the pronunciation of the sentences you are going to hear? A. That small stream over there is reported to abound in mad fish. B. There is abundance of huge crabs in that artificial lake. C. No, I would have thought that it was the abundance of herrings that should attract attention, not crabs. And D. To be honest, this is the season of abundance. Abundant fish, abundant crabs, abundant fruit everywhere.
Question 3.
And now listen to these. Do you detect anything unusual about the pronunciation of any word? A. This country is for all of us. B. His pronunciation leaves a lot to commend itself to me or to you. C. He has moved from the north to settle in one of the southern regions. The question again. And now listen to these. Do you detect anything unusual about the pronunciation of any word? A. This country is for all of us. B. His pronunciation leaves a lot to commend itself to me or to you. C. He has moved from the north to settle in one of the southern regions.
Question 4.
Comment on the grammaticality of the sentences you are going to hear. A. He has said that he would come. B. He said that he would come. C. He said that he will come. D. I knew that he had come. The question again. Comment on the grammaticality of the sentences you are going to hear. A. He has said that he would come. B. He said that he would come. C. He said that he will come. And D. I knew that he had come.
Thank you. And now some suggested answers to the questions. Question 1.
Which of these sentences would you accept as correct and which would you reject as incorrect? A. I knew he has said that, although he denied he has.
Incorrect. The correct form should be, I knew he had said that, although he denied he had.
B. I knew he has said it, and I am surprised he now claims he never did.
Incorrect. The correct substitute is, I knew he had said it, and I am surprised he now claims he never did.
C. I have spoken to you about the man who he claims was jailed.
Correct.
D. I have said a lot about this man, whom we all know was jailed.
Incorrect. The correct form should be, I have said a lot about this man, who we all know was jailed.
E. I have said a lot about this man, whom we knew to have been jailed.
Correct.
Question 2.
Do you detect anything odd about the pronunciation of the sentences you are going to hear? A. That small stream over there is reported to abound in matfish.
Nothing odd.
B. There is abundance of huge crabs in that artificial lake.
There is something odd. The word abundance was pronounced abundance. Abundance is the correct form.
C. No. I would have thought that it was the abundance of herrings that should attract attention, not crabs.
Nothing odd about the pronunciation.
D. To be honest, this is the season of abundance. Abundant fish, abundant crabs, abundant fruit everywhere.
Nothing odd about the pronunciation.
Question 3.
And now listen to these. Do you detect anything unusual about the pronunciation of any word? A. This country is for all of us.
There is something odd. The intended utterance is, this country is for all of us.
B. His pronunciation leaves a lot to commend itself to me or to you.
There is something odd. The sentence should have been pronounced in some such form as this. His pronunciation leaves a lot to commend itself to me.
C. He has moved from the north to settle in one of the southern regions.
There is something about the pronunciation of the word southern. The word spelled S-O U-T-H-E-R-N, southern, not southern regions.
Question 4.
Comment on the grammaticality of the sentences you are going to hear. A. He has said that he would come.
Incorrect. Say, he has said that he will come.
B. He said that he would come.
Correct.
C. He said that he will come.
Incorrect. The correct substitute is, he said that he would come.
D. I knew that he had come.
Correct.
Thank you both. I hope our listeners didn't find the test too difficult. Well, listeners, that's all there's time for. Have a good weekend, and please remember to tune in. Till next week, it's goodbye from us.